ഗുരുഭ്യോ നമ ഓം നമോ പാണിനികാർത്യായ പതഞ്ജലിശിഷ്യസമ്പ്രദായതൃഭ്യോ നമോ മഹദ്ഭ്യോ നമോ ഗുരുഭ്യ ലോട്ടസ് പ്രഥമസ്യ ദാരൗരസഃ താസസ്യോർലോപഃ രിചാ ഓൾ ദാറ്റ് വി ഹാവ് ഫിനിഷ്ഡ് ലൃത്ശേഷേച ഇസ് എ വെരി ഇൻട്രസ്റ്റിംഗ് സൂത്രം ഭവിഷ്യതി വിൽ കം ഹിയർ ഭവിഷ്യത് ഇസ് പ്രഥമായ കവചനം ഭവിഷ്യതി സപ്തമേ കവചനം സോ ആൻഡ് സംതിങ് ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ഹാപ്പൻ മീൻസ് ഇൻ ദി കോണ്ടെക്സ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ഭവിഷ്യത് കാല റിട്ട് വിൽ കം ആൻഡ് ആൾസോ ഇറ്റ് വിൽ കം ശേഷേ ച എനവർ ശേഷ ഈസ് യൂസ്ഡ് യു ഹാവ് ടു ലുക്ക് ഫോർ ദി അബോ സൂത്ര ബിക്കോസ് സംതിങ് ഈസ് സെഡ് ദർ ആൻഡ് ദി റിമൈനിങ് വിത്ത് റെഫറൻസ് ടു ദറ്റ് സംതിങ് So, tumun vulau kriyayam kriyarthayam. Like that there is a sutra. Tumun is a pratyaya and vul is another pratyaya. Tumun comes in bhavartha, means patha is there to study. In that meaning, means it is neither karta nor karma. It is just to study. In that meaning, tumun will come. So, pathitum, to study. അതിഥി ഭാവാർത്ഥ പ്രത്യയം നൂൽ കംസ് ഇൻ ദി കർത്താർത്ഥ പഠത്തി പഠത്തി തിപ്പ് ഓൾസോ കംസ് ഇൻ കർത്തരി കർത്ത കർത്തരി ഇറ്റ് കംസ് ഷെപ്പൺ തിപ്പ് അല്ലട്ട് ബട്ട് ദർ ഈസ് എ നൂൽ പ്രത്യയ പഠ നൂൽ സോ യു വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് പാഠക ലൈക് ദറ്റ് യു വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് ഓക്കെ സോ ദറ്റ് നൂൽ പ്രത്യയ കംസ് ഇൻ ദി മീനിങ് ഓഫ് കർത്ത കത്തരി നൂൽ ഭാവാർത്ഥ പ്രത്യയ ഇസ് തുമുൻ സോ ദീസ് ടു പ്രത്യയാസ് വർ മാൻഡേറ്റഡ് തുമുൻ വുലൌ ദീസ് ടു പ്രത്യയ ദേ കം ഇൻ ദി കോണ്ടെക്സ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് എ ക്രിയ വിച്ച് ഈസ് മെന്റ് ഫോർ അനദർ ക്രിയ ക്രിയായാം ക്രിയാർത്ഥായാം വെനവർ യു സേ പഠിത്തും യു ഹാവ് ടു സേ വൺ മോർ ക്രിയ ഗച്ഛതി പഠിത്തും ഗച്ഛതി Here, this pathakriya, pathanakriya, is meant for gamana. Pathitum gichati, the other way. Gamanakriya is meant for pathana. So, this kriya arthaha yasyahasa kriya kriyartha kriya. A kriya which is meant for another kriya. In that context, that kind of a kriya is upapada. തത്രോപദം സപ്തമേസ്ഥം ബിക്കോസ് ക്രിയായാം ക്രിയാർത്ഥായാം ദറ്റ് ഉപപദ ഇസ് ആൾസോ ദർ സോ ദറ്റ് ക്രിയ ആൾസോ മസ്റ്റ് ബി ദർ ഇൻ ദി വിസിനിറ്റി ഇൻ ദറ്റ് സിറ്റുവേഷൻ യു വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് തുമുൻ അണ് നുൽ ദറ്റ് ഇസ് ദി കോണ്ടെക്സ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഫ്രം ദർ ക്രിയായാം ക്രിയാർത്ഥായാം ഈസ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടഡ് ഹിയർ സോ വിത്ത് റെഫറൻസ് ടു ദാറ്റ് ദറ്റ് മീൻസ് When there is a kriya, which is a kriyartha, kriyartha kriya, a kriya meant for another kriya, a kriya which has another kriya as its prayojanam, that is the kriyartha kriya, a kriya with another kriya meant for itself, that is the meaning, bahuri it is. Therefore, kriya, kriyarthayam, kriyayam, like pathitum gichyati ichyatra, patha is the kriya. And gacchati is the kriyartha kriya. So kriyayam kriya, because gamanam, its prayojanam is pathanam. Therefore kriyayam kriyarthayam, that is there. She means when there is no kriyartha kriya. That is the she. There are two contexts. One is kriyartha kriya context and the rest is the remaining one. What is the remaining? When there is no kriyartha kriya. Cha. Both. So when kriyartha kriya, haitovhi, nahi haitovhi. Cha, you know. Therefore, you get root. Okay? So the meaning, you see, without example, the sutra you cannot really make out. And the example is given, like tumun patitum gacchati. Now kriyarthayam, kriyayam, that is very clearly understood there. So similarly here also it will come. Therefore when there is a kriyartha kriya, you will get a bhavishyat kala, root you will get. When there is no kriyartha kriya, then also you will get a root. You know how you do it? Patishyati iti gacchati. Patishyati iti gacchati. He is going so that he will study. There, kriyartha kriya is there. Kriyartha kriya is gacchati kriya. Gacchati kriya samipyam is there, upapada. Therefore, root has come. Kriyartha kriya is there and the root has come. Patishyati or gamishyati. That is the kriyartha kriya is not there. There is no another kriya in the vicinity. Then also root comes. Kriyartha kriya when it is present also root comes. But how to say one kriya is meant for another kriya? How to say that? Like patishyati gacchati. How to say that gacchati is meant for patishyati? You have to put iti there. Iti hetau, iti hetau. Patishyati iti gacchati. Such that he will, so that he will read. That means that iti provides the hetu hetu madbhava. So, therefore iti must be there. You should not say patishyati gacchati. You should say patishyati iti gacchati. Patishyati iti gacchati. Iti patishyati iti hetoho gacchati. Therefore gacchati becomes a kriyartha kriya and patishyati is the kriya. The iti must be there. That is secondary. The, what do you say?
Yes, iti will be there.
Iti should be there. But patitum gacchati, tumunna is there, no iti is required. So whereas in this case iti will be there to establish the kriyarthatvam for this kriya. Anyway, in both cases you get root. Shesha he has to say. Otherwise if he doesn't say that, according to the sequence, kriyartha kriya context only will get you root. And when there is no kriyartha kriya, root won't come. But he wants it. Therefore, sheshe cha. And suppose kriyartha kriya anurti doesn't happen, he puts elsewhere. Then he simply says, bhavishyati root. Then kriyartha kriya context will not be covered. So to cover both, you put this below that and put sheshe cha.
भविष्यदर्थाद्धातोः
लृट् स्यात्
क्रियार्थायां
क्रियायां
सत्याम् असत्याम् च
भविष्यति विल् कम् भविष्यति गम्यादयः फ्रम् दट् सूत्र धातोः इज़् आल्वेस् देर् सो भविष्यति धातोः Saptami stands for the meaning. So bhavishyadarthat dhato. The dhatu which has its meaning in the future tense. The meaning is in the future tense. Whatever meaning it is. Every dhatu has a meaning. And that is the kriya. Kriya will have a future tense. So in such a dhatu, when such a dhatu is there, immediately following the dhatu, you will get root. When kriyartha kriya is upapada or kriyartha kriya is not upapada in both cases. Okay?
Why did you say satyam, asatyam cha?
Satyam means when it is there, asatyam cha when it is not there also. Yeah? So in both cases you get kriyartha kriya. The idea is in future terms you get root. So bhu root. Then you make kartari shap because it is a kartartha kartruvachya it is.
Shyatasi lurutav.
First you do shap, you know.
So we have to be enough for the first adhya pada.
Oh, shabad japa vada. So you don't do sya, you don't do shap, you do sya only, because sya is the apavada for shap. Therefore bhu sya tip, root will be replaced by ti. Bhu sya ti, then guna will come, because sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoh iti guna. So when sarvadhatuka is following or ardhadhatuka is following, adanta ajantasyangasya, what is that?
Igantasyangasya,
go guna bhakti. Igantasyangasya gunasyat, bhu is that iganta anga, and therefore it becomes bho sya ti. Then ardhadhatukasya dvaladehe, valadehe ardhadhatukasya, it will come, idagama will come, idagamasya. That sya is valadi. Therefore, bho isya ti, and the echo yavayavaha bhavisya ti. Then that sakara is adeshavayava sakara. Right? Adesha pracheyo. So, pracheyavayava adesha. It is pracheya, sya is the pracheya, and it is pracheyavayava sakara. And then it is, just before that you have in koho. E, that idagama. Without idagama nothing will happen. In koho. So E, that makes it, sa is converted into sha. Murdhanya adesha syat. Bhavishyati. One more interesting point. Here, bhavishyati root we are saying. We are not saying adhyatana, anadhyatana, etc. Whereas in the case of lut, we have said anadhyatana. Anadhyatane, lut. Bhavishyate anadhyatane. Therefore, bhavishyati could be adhyatana or anadhyatana, because no such a restriction here. Bhavishyate, bhavishyate lut, bhavishyate lut. It is not said whether it is adhyatana bhavishyat or anadhyatana bhavishyat. Therefore, it is a general bhavishyat. Root will come in a very general sense. Whereas, in the case of lut, it won't come if it is today's future. Like for example, tomorrow it will happen. So you have to use lut. If you want to use lut, you have to say tomorrow and afterwards. Shvo bhavita. It will happen tomorrow. You can say that. Adya, if you say adya bhavishyati, you have to say. Today it will happen. Today is still there, you know. When you want to say that, you have to say adya bhavishyati. Shvo bhavishyati. Both you can say. Because there is no restriction whatsoever. Whereas in the case of lut, you don't say if it is today. You see, use lut only if it is tomorrow and afterwards. Ganta, bhavita, etc. So, shvo bhavita. Very interesting. Tumun volau kriyayam kriyarthayam is there, you know. Tumun pracheya comes only in bhavartha. Nvul pracheya comes in kartarartha. Kartar in nvul. Whereas root, which is coming in kriyayam kriyarthayam satyam asatyamcha, it can come in, it comes in kartari. It can come in parakarmani prayoga also. And it can come in the bhave prayoga also, like that. Bhave prayoga also it can happen. Therefore in all cases it can come. Whereas nvul comes in kartartha only, and tumun comes in bhave only. because they are connected with kriyayam kriyarthayam, that is mentioned very nicely by the tikakara. Tika guru nam guruhu. Tika is the guru of gurus. So without tika, the guru is helpless. Syaha it. That is the laghukara. So syaha means syapratyaya, you put in the place of shap, apavada of shap, then do idagama also. Bhavishyati bhavishyatah bhavishyanti.
Bhavishyati bhavishyatah bhavishyanti.
Bhavishyasi bhavishyatah bhavishyatah.
Bhavishyati bhavishyatah bhavishyatah.
Up to that it is all routine thing. In bhavishyami you will have ato dirgho yayi. So adantanga it must be. And yayadav pratyaya pare. So adantanga, how it will become?
Sya.
Sya
is adanta.
Ah, sya, so with sya, together with sya, it becomes anga. Bhavishya is the anga. So smart pratyavidhihi tadadi pratyayangam. He doesn't say tat and tadadi. So tadadi says tadadi includes tat also. Because that is the beginning, that is the end. Antadivacha. Antavatu adivatuja bhavishyati. So that is taken care. Therefore, you see how well he organizes the sutras. I never forget, my father asked me, among all the sutra literature, I told this earlier also, which is the best? So, at that time, I was studying Yoga Darshanam and doing yoga also. Then I thought Yoga Sutras are the best. He told, okay, I agree with you, I understand, because you are doing yoga, studying Yoga Darshanam. Therefore, Yoga Sutras are the best. You feel like that. I appreciate your feeling. He did not say no. Then I asked, you say? How do you say? He said, Panini. Panini Sutras are the best. Then there was a Purvamimamsa scholar, great scholar of Purvamimamsa. I told him, sir, I have studied Uttaramimamsa, that is Brahma Sutra Bhashya, and of course I studied Purvamimamsa also. Not that well, but studied some. Because we study all these things, because they are used to interdisciplinary, you know. So Purvamimamsa we have to study something. Atta Sangraham to kamse kam. So we studied Bhashyam and all that. But not Bhashyam much, but Sutras and some Bhashyam also, Shabra Bhashyam. So I asked this Purvamimamsa scholar, I have studied Brahma Sutras, Uttaramimamsa Sutras and Purvamimamsa. In Brahma Sutra, the Sutra will tell you what is the Vishaya Vakya right away. Suchanat Sutram, that nicely applies. Whereas in Jaimini Sutras, you don't, this sutra is talking about that, how? Not any indication whatsoever. So much so, you are totally dependent upon Shabara Swami. There is a sutra, and Shabara Swami looks at that sutra and picks up one context from the Uttara, from the Karmakanda, and puts it there and applies that sutra to this. We have to say, oh, is it so? Like that. Because the sutra, if you look at it, you will understand. It doesn't seem to point out anything anywhere. What kind of sutra it is? I asked him like that. He doesn't like Purvamimamsa sutras being criticized like that. Jaimini, he is a Purvamimamsa scholar. But he nodded his head. Yeah, you have a point there. I agree with you. So, anyway, Panini's sutras are something amazing. You cannot, there is no such thing anywhere else, like how to make a sutra. Generally, this attitude that there is no such thing anywhere else is not a very nice attitude. The others should tell, we should not tell. But suppose others have already said, you may say. others have uniformly said, oh my god, there is nothing like Panini. They have said hats off to Panini. So we can remember occasionally. Ato dirgho yehi, therefore you will get bhavishyami, bhavishyavaha, bhavishyamaha. Lotcha.
Lotcha.
You see, there is a sutra, vidhini mantrana mantrana adhishta samprasna prarthaneshu, like that there is a sutra. And below that this sutra is there. And therefore, in those contexts, when the meaning, such meanings are involved for the dhatu, so you will get ling, that is the sutra. And below that you have lot cha, lot also will come. Therefore, the entire phrase we bring here, and the meaning of that phrase we will see at that place only. When we come to ling, we will see. Vidhyadishvartheshu.
Vidhyadishvartheshu.
Dhatoho.
Dhatoho.
Syat. Vidhyadishu adheshu.
Vidhyadishu adheshu.
In the context of.
In the context of.
The meaning of.
The meaning of.
Vidhi.
Vidhi.
Nimantrana.
Nimantrana.
Amantrana.
Amantrana.
Adhishta.
Adhishta.
Samprasna.
Samprasna.
And prarthana.
And prarthana.
We will see what are they. Dhatoho.
Dhatoho.
Immediately following the dhatu.
Immediately following the dhatu.
Lotsya.
Lotsya.
Lot will come.
Lot
okay. Will come. So, vidhi, you take vidhi. Vidhyadishu artheshu. Vidhi means mandate. You have to. Mandate. So, you should do this way. Niyoga it is called. Mandate. You see, Jemini calls, not Jemini, Sureshwaracharya calls the Mimamsakas, Purva Mimamsakas, Jemini group, as Niyogavadis. Because the Mimamsakas say, Amnayanam Kriyarthatvada Anarthakya Matatathanam. If the Veda Mantra or the Veda Vakya has no Kriya association, then it becomes redundant. Therefore, they have a mandate in every one of them. That is how they talk. It is all vidhi and nishetha. And even if Namadeya, etc. are there, they are all subserving the vidhi only. It is all vidhi. And nishetha goes along with vidhi. And therefore, their psychology is so deep-rooted in vidhi and nishetha. That's why they will not be able to even take one step forward unless they get that vidhi. Vidhi must be there. Vachasa pravurti, vachanat pravurtihi, vachanat nivurtihi. There must be a vachana. Vachana is vidhi vachana. Therefore, there is a vachana. So you walk this direction. So they walk. If there is no vachana, now what should we do now? So, what is called not knowing what to do. King kartavyata vimudha. He doesn't know what to do and what not to do. So, to that extent, they are influenced by vachana. So, you know what happens? You are always looking for vachana. And vachana is there, you will act. Therefore, the mind becomes very sluggish. You will lose all originality. You stop thinking. How to think, you will not know. You will only know what to think, because vachana comes and that tells you what to think, and that only you think, and that only you speak and act following the thinking. So to such an extent they have become dependent upon vachana, so much so they do not know how to act on their own. They lose all their originality, creativity. There is no creativity. You should not be creative. Because if you are creative, then you may do things which the Veda doesn't enjoy, and you may do things which it prohibits, because that is the creativity. So don't be creative. Just follow. The religion of following, Niyogavada. just follow. And you believe me, people love to follow because they need not think. They love to follow. In following, no thinking is involved, no original thinking is involved. You think only to the extent what to follow, how to follow, only to that extent you think. And that also you don't think. The vakya comes and vakya produces the corresponding thinking. You don't have any originality there. So, niyogavada is the extreme of following the outside authority. And
sounds like communism, sorry.
Buddha said, Buddha, why they consider Buddha entirely opposed to this ritualism, because Buddha said, don't follow anything, because it is said by a scripture, so, or it is said by a Mahatma, so, or even because I am saying, don't follow. That way you will not know the truth. You follow it. Scripture may say, may not say. A Mahatma may say, may not say. I may say, may not say. You follow it when you see it. That is the message given by Buddha in a particular context. There are a few contexts, like you have Sermon on the Mount, Olive Garden Sermon, some such sermons are there in Bible. The context is, it is the name of the sermon. Similarly, there are sermons by Buddha, Saranatha sermon. His sermon he gave in Saranatha, like that. This is one such message. You see how diametrical opposite it is. That's why Mimamsakas, they don't like Buddha, because he is exactly opposite. There is nothing common between them. Anyway, vidhyadishu artheshu dhatoho lot syat. Lot is the vidhi. Lot cha, that means linga, vidhilinga, that linga comes, and the cha, lot also comes. Then one more context where lot comes, that also he is mentioning. Ashishi ling lotau.
Ashishi ling lotau.
So it is the meaning is obvious. Ashishi means when the meaning of the dhatu is blessing, ashirvada, then ling comes and the lot also comes. Later what he will do, when you want to use ling in the context of ashirvada, he will put a different structure of preparing the dhatu, the word. And therefore, the ashir ling becomes a separate lakara in its own right, because it is totally different from the other ling. Therefore, now you have two lings, the ashir ling, and so let us have a name for the other ling, vidhi ling. If you say ling, it could be either that or this. But so to make things very clear, vidhiling, ashirling, like that. And so vidhiling comes in the meaning of vidhinimantrana, amantrana, etc. Lot also comes in the meaning of vidhinimantrana, amantrana, etc. Ashirling comes in the meaning of ashir. Lot also comes in the meaning of ashir. Therefore, vidhiling is restricted to certain meanings. Ashirling is restricted to ashirvachanam. Whereas lot can come in all of them. That is, it has a wider application. Eruhu. The context is like this. You see, in vidhi, nimantrana, etc., rashi, lot will come. Bhu, lot. Now, this kartari, shap, because it is sarvadhatuka lakara, because lit is ardhadhatuka lakara, because ardhadhatukam sheshaha, because the tip, etc., are replaced by null and all those things, they are ardhadhatuka. Therefore, it has become ardhadhatuka lakara. Then, syatasil rulutoho, they too become ardhadhatuka lakara, because sya is replacing, sya came in the place of shep. I mean, it is apavada to the shep. So, those two are ardhadhatuka. So no such issue is there when we come to lot. Therefore, bhu lot. Kartari shap. Bhu a lot. Lot you will get ti. And so
okay, we are better off doing the tip and then bringing shap. Because sarvadhatuke. Shap,
yeah.
Shap has a kartari sarvadhatuke shap. So first we bring in the tip, make it sarvadhatuka,
yeah.
Then bring in the shap.
Really true. First to replace lakara. Always first to replace lakara with a tip. In fact, you may even drop the idea of lakara. So tip will come automatically in the place of lakara, whatever it is. Lakkarmani cha bhave cha. So bhu tip, then you do kartari shap. So bhu a tip, then sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho. Is that the sutra?
Yes,
sir. So guna will come. Bho ati and ejojava yavaha bhavati. Now this sutra will apply. Eruhu.
Eruhu.
This is a very general sutra. No restrictions, nothing. Only in the context of lot, ehe means in the place of e, uhu. U will come. Very, very general. Parasmaipadi, Atmanepadi, Karmani Prayoga, Kartari Prayoga, Bhave Prayoga, in all situations this rule will apply. Lot ikaras, lotaha ikarasya uhu.
Lotaha ikarasya uhu.
In the place of e.
In the place of e.
Of lot.
Of lot.
Means there is lot and in its place e is there. Lot is replaced by tip and that e is a lot replaced tip avayava e it is. And in the place of that e, u will come. Bhavati becomes bhavatu. So, very, very interesting. It is only applicable in the case of a prathama purusha, ekavacham, a ruhu.
Swami, you explained earlier about how lot and how ling and ashirling and vidhirling, right? Generally in Shastra, is there a particular scenario where lot is used or where ling would be used? Or is it just in the Shastra it is...
Okay, whatever is there, we have to understand.
Understand that.
That's all.
But there is no particular thing where in this scenario lot will be used or in that scenario ling will be used. Always a question for us only that. You understand, you know, when, if at all, let's say we are translating something, right? There are some exercises we do. Though we don't know whether we should use ling or should we use lot.
You see, if it generally
vivaksha
is there for vidhi, they use lot.
Okay.
And for ashi, they use ling, ashir ling.
Okay.
Generally, shubham bhuyat, they say.
Mm-hmm.
You may as well say shubham bhavatu.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say shubham bhavatu, then among a set of meanings, you have to particularly pick up ashi. You can pick up Shubham Bhavatu cannot be a mandate. Shubha must happen. It cannot be a mandate. Therefore, it is a blessing. Whereas Bhuyat is Ashi. Very specially used for Ashir Vacharam. Therefore, those who know Lung well, Ling well, Ashir Ling well, Ashir Ling is a tough one. Lot is easy. It is readily available. Rajiv, you have to search for it. Therefore, I have not seen all these acharyas. I have not seen any. One day I heard somebody saying Shubham Bhavatu. I was surprised because I never heard like that. Then, Ashishi Ling Loto. So I adjusted it. But I was surprised that here is a gentleman who says Shubham Bhavatu. Because I have not heard. I have heard 1,000 times, but never bhavatu. They were always saying bhuyat. Therefore, it looks as if they have a preference for ashirling in the context of blessing. And the lot is for vidhi, etc.
So vidhi, what about ling and lot? Is there also some preference?
Vidhiling is there in Veda everywhere. Vidhiling is used in the context of vidhi. Lot is also used. But for Ashirvachanam, lot is less used. And there is a verse in Kalidasa's Abhijnana Shakuntalam. I do not remember it. There also I have I vaguely remember that he used Ashirli. When Kanva blesses Shakuntala, she is going to her husband's home, and so he blesses her. Then he uses Ashirling, because in the Vedic mantras Ashirling is used for Ashirvachanam. That is how I vaguely remember. But when he gave some instructions, you do this, do that, he used Lot. You remember, I now remember the verse that Ashirling I don't remember, but Lot, Shushrushasva Gurun. Shushrushasva is Lot Majhama Prasayakavajanam, Atmanepada. Kurupriya Shushrushasva Gurun, Kurupriya Sakhi Vrittim Sapatni Jane. Kuru. The message he gives, if people follow that, they will not have any conflict in the family life. You may say, oh, this is old-fashioned, but I looked at it. I looked at it. Maybe, will it apply in modern times? I personally felt, my God, this is something amazing. Shushrushasva gurun kuru priya sakhi vrittim sapatni jane. Sapatni jane bhartru viprakrutepi roshanataya Masma Pratipam Gamaha. Ma Gamaha. That is Lung. That is Nishedha, you know. Ma. Ma, when Ma is used, Ma Ni Lung. So Sushru, shall I explain to me? Sushru Shasva Gurun. Do service to elders. Gurun means elders. Shakuntala is going to her husband's home. Do service to elders. Kuru Priya Sakhi Vrittim Sapatni Jane. The Dushyanta is married to a few other ladies. He is a polygamist. And she is getting married third wife or fourth wife. So you will have other wives of the same gentleman. They are called Sapatni. Samana Pati. And so be like a good friend, a loving friend to them. Don't be jealous and don't compete with them for the attention of the husband and all that. Suppose husband goes to their home for a day, you be happy. Because your friend is happy, therefore you are happy. You see? Kuru Priya Sakhi Vrittim Sapatni Jane. Otherwise, then in those days when a man marries 3-4 women, how can there be happiness in the life of those ladies? Then Bhartaru Viprakrutepi Roshanataya. Viprakrutopi, I think. When the husband, he becomes angry and he may say something harsh or he may do a thing against you. Even then, Masma Pratipam Gamaha. Do not make an enemy out of your husband. Don't try to make him into an enemy. Oh, he is my enemy. That kind of inimical feeling, it starts slowly, and slowly it settles down. And that becomes a big obstacle in good love and relationship. Masma Prati Ipangamaha. I don't remember the rest of it. So, all Lot, first two Lots, whereas in the Ashirvachanam, I remember vaguely that he used Ashirli. So like that in the Sahitya, they use it with a lot of understanding.
In Sahitya they will use Vidhiling also?
Vidhiling, ayo, they use Vidhiling. A lot of it they use.
Tuhyostatang
Ashishyanyatarasyam. He does sandhi there. Yes. Yes. And Namunnityam. Some sandhi is there.
Namoraswat Namunnityam.
That brings that extra. So, Tatang Ashishi Anyatarasyam. Anyatarasyam means in one context it comes. Means optional, okay. Vikalpa. Two is there. అండ్ హీ విల్ కమ్ లేటర్ సేర్ హియర్ పిచ్చా దట్ హీ ఆల్సో విల్ కమ్ లేటర్ ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ సిప్ సి ఇస్ దేర్ యు నో ద సి ఇస్ రిప్లేస్డ్ బై హీ సేహ స్థానే హీ విల్ కమ్ అండ్ దట్ హీ విల్ నాట్ బి ఎ పిత్ బికాస్ సిప్ ఇస్ పిత్ అండ్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ప్లేస్ హీ హ్యాస్ కమ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బికమ్ ఎ పిత్ అండ్ నో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ పిత్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అపిత్ విధి హీ మ్యాండేట్స్ ఇట్ లైక్ దట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది అడ్వాంటేజ్ సార్వధాతుక అపిత్ సో నిద్వద్భావ విల్ కమ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ గుణవృద్ధి నిషేధ విల్ కమ్ సో మచ్ స్ట్రక్చర్ హీ హ్యాస్ ఇన్ హిజ్ మైండ్ సో దట్ హీ హీస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ దేర్ ఫోర్ నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టూ హీ సో దోస్ టూ ఇన్ దేర్ ప్లేస్ టు హ్యో షష్ఠీ ద్వివచనం ఇన్ దేర్ ప్లేస్ తాతంగ్ విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ తాతంగ్ తాత్ విల్ రిమైన్ ఆయుజ్ ఉచ్చారణార్థ న్ ఈజ్ హీ పర్టికులర్లీ మేక్స్ ఇట్ నిత్ అండ్ సో దేర్ ఈస్ సమ్ డిస్కషన్ సో తాతంగ్ ఈజ్ నిత్ వికల్ప ఇట్ కమ్స్ అండ్ ఇట్ మే నాట్ కమ్ ఆల్సో బట్ నిత్యా ఇది సూత్రే అలో అంత్య నిత్యా ఇది సూత్రేణ అంత్యావయవ ఆర్ అంతావయవ ఇట్ షుడ్ బికమ్ సో లైక్ ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ టూ ఊ మస్ట్ బి రిప్లేస్డ్ ఇఫ్ యూ అప్లై నిత్యా అండ్ ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ సి ఈ మస్ట్ బి రిప్లేస్డ్ బై హీ ఇఫ్ యూ అప్లై నిత్యా బట్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ డిజైరబుల్ because the entire two should be replaced the entire he entire she should be replaced not one part of it you cannot have a rupa like that so we will apply the sutra anekal shit sarvasya tadidhi sutra because tatang is anekal takara akara takara anubandhas you don't count anubandha kurtamane ekal tvam so you should not count it varnas so takara akara takara this is anekal having many varnas many means more than one is enough na eka aneka three are there anyway so sarvadesha will come but what about nitya you see this anekal shit sarvasya it is a param and therefore nitya is replaced by this so there is a discussion here you see అనేకాల్షిత్ సర్వస్య పరత్వాత్ నిత్వం బాధిత్వా సో సర్వాదేశ భవతి దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ హీ సే విల్ సే దట్ ఆశిషి
ఆశిషి
దుహ్యో తాతంగ్ వాస్యా సో దిస్ హ్యాపెన్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ఆశిషి ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ఆశిషి దట్స్ వై వాట్ దే డూ ఇన్ ఆశీర్వచనం దే యూజ్ భవతాత్ because now it is not vidhi it is only in ashishi either you say bhuyat or you say bhavatat like that they say this in ganapati upanishad you get this taat a lot also in many places purastat is not this tat that is some other prachya which we have seen earlier there is a avatat ava avatu avatat avatat is ashirvachan ava is rakshana so that is ashirvachanam therefore tatang is particularly used in the case of ashirvachan very specific for the blessing anyway bhavatu is what we have now tu is replaced by tatang sarvadesha will come because anekalshit sarvasya is para vipratishethe param karyam tulyabala virodhe sati param karyam syat therefore nit and anekal so antavayavatvam and aneka aneka sarvavayavatvam sarvadeshatvam so it comes as adesha of the antavayava or it comes as the adesha of the whole of it both are equally powerful. Tulya Bala Virodha. They have their applications in their respective places. Both of them are coming and applying here. Therefore, that is what is called Tulya Bala Virodha. And therefore, Param Karyam. So, Anekal Shit Sarvasya. So, Paratvat Sarvadeshaha. Therefore, Bhava Tu. We replace Tu totally with Tat. Bhava Tat.
That's only an optional.
Yeah, bhavatu bhavatat, that's why we say bhavatu will be there, bhavatat will be there. Bhavatu will have multiple meanings, any one of them can apply, but bhavatat will have only one meaning. She is Ashishi. Paratvat sarvadeshaha,
paratvat sarvadeshaha,
bhavatat,
bhavatat.
You see, here some discussion is there. Like, nit is purva. Nanekal Shit Sarvasya is a para. Therefore, he says Sarvadesha is applied. But Nitti is the apavada for Anekal. Anekal Shit Sarvasya. So, Sarvadesha apavadaha Nit. This Nit means Antavayavatvam. Therefore, that is apavada of Anekal. Anekal Shit Sarvasya. So, Sarvadesha apavada it is. So, how can you say Vipratishedha Param Karyam applies here? Vipratishedha will apply only when Tulya Bala Virodha. Whereas, it is apavada. Apavada is superior to Utsarga. If there are many Varnas, it will become Sarvadesha. But if it is Nit, even though there are many Varnas, it comes only as Antavayavam. That is the Apavada. So how can you say Apavada is there? And Apavada cannot be compared with Para, Paratvam. Apavada is more powerful. Therefore that has to apply. So that kind of a discussion he started. Then he made an interesting, I am coming into it because he makes an interesting distinction between two kinds of nit. You make a nit where that ngakara has no purpose whatsoever except coming as antavayava, as an apavada for sarvadesha. Like anang sau. So sau pare anangadesha syat, maghavanna, etc. So there, anangadesha is sarva, it is anekal, an is anekal. Anang, ang will go, an is anekal. Therefore, sarvadesha it must happen. But by doing nitvam, he blocked sarvadesha and made it antavayava. There, nit is, its purpose is only to make it antavayava. Sarvadesham badhitva. Whereas here nit is not that kind of nit. Here tatang, this nit is a, it has so many other advantages. Like it blocks gunanuvritti, kingiti cha, and then there are so many other things. For example, sarvadhatuka mapit, that it becomes a nit. And when it becomes nit, so many other things will come. You will see. Nitvam, it is going to play such an important role in the dhatu prakriya. Therefore, this nitvam is not meant for making it antavayava. It is meant for so many other areas. Therefore, there is no tulya bala virodha now. You know why? Because when they have equal application elsewhere, and they apply equally here, then only Tulya Bala Virodha situation will come. But Nit has other, it is not Apavada, not Tulya Bala Virodha. Apavadatvam won't happen. So Apavada, it is not that kind of an Apavada it is. Whereas in the case of Anangsau, it is really an Apavada. Because Nit is meant for making it only Antavayava. Whereas here, Nit has many, many other purposes. Therefore, the antavayavatva aspect of nit, it becomes shithila. That is how he writes. It becomes weak. And therefore, the paratvam becomes strong. And therefore, sarvadesha happens. You see, like that they beat around the bush, but the point is tu has to be replaced by tat. So you see, in spite of an elaborate structure this and that, there are some deviations here and there.
Pratishyate param karyam, param ishtam
karyam. Param ishtam like that. Ultimately, Bhashyakara says param ishtam karyam. If it is ishtam, if that is what you want, do it. If that is not what you want, then you have to look for something else. Or simply make it aparam karyam. Param karyam. Which is not para, you do it. This is form of karya vicharta. This kind of thing is allowed in the case of Vyakarana, because here goal is the prayoga is the goal. It's for prayoga sadhutva. Whatever the prayoga is there, it is good. That is the purpose. Whereas in Veda mantras, etc., they don't accept it. Because then what will happen? You may do Sanjhavandam or you may not do Sanjhavandam. You may pay tax or you may not pay tax. That is not allowed like that, you know. Loto langvat.
Loto langvat.
You see, lotaha langvat. You see, in the place of lot, things will happen as in the place of lung. So, lotaha langvat. You see, lotaha shashti. Therefore, upamana upameya should have same vibhakti. Therefore, you should not say, lotaha yatha langi tatha syat. You should not say that. Because that yatha langi, the saptami you should not take. Because upamana, upameya. So you should have same vibhakti. Lotaha shashti. Therefore, lotaha langaha vat langaha iva karyam syat. That means what? Langaha is shashti. Therefore, wherever you replace langa, the same kind of replacement will happen in lot. Okay? On the other hand, if langvat, you explain it as langi iva. Suppose instead of langaha iva, suppose you say it as langi iva. Then langi pare yat karyam syat, that must happen in lot context also. That should not happen. Because there are all such things. So, like lung, lung, lang, lung, kshva, akshaduda, taha, adajadi nam. So, in this, so those two sutras, adagama and adajadi nam, they are adagama. Those agamas happen to the dhatu, they happen when lung is following lungi pare. Lung, lung, rung, kshu is saptami bahuvachanam. Lungi, lungi, rungi. So lungi pare. So that adagama and adagama, they won't happen in the case of lot, because lungi is not the example here. Langaha is the example. Okay, so that's why there is a sutra. Tasthasthamipam tam tantamaha. There, in the place of lung, whatever tiptas, etc., they have come, they will be replaced by. There it is langaha. So that applies to lot. Very interesting. Bhaimi is something very special. Loto langvat.
Loto langvat.
Lotaha.
Lotaha.
Amadayaha.
Amadayaha.
Halo pascha.
Halo pascha.
See, this was mas are very long. Mip was mas. In that was and mas, sakara will disappear. In the case of lung. That's why abhavata bhavata amabhavan abhavaha bhavatam abhavata abhavam abhavava. Abhavama. Is gone. There is a sutra for that. Nityam nitaha. In the context of nit, nit pracheya, it is there. Sakara will disappear. దట్స్ వై ఫర్ నిత్ ఈజ్ లంగ్ విధిలింగ్ ఆశీర్లింగ్ లుంగ్ రుంగ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ వస్ అండ్ మస్ సకారా విల్ గో ఇన్ ఆల్ త్రూ ది ధాతు ఎవ్రీవేర్ సో దట్ ది సూత్ర నిత్యం నిత అండ్ దట్ థింగ్ హ్యాపెన్స్ ఇన్ ది లోట ఆల్సో లోటో లంగ్వత్ దట్స్ వై భవాని భవావ భవామ విసర్గా దట్ ఈస్ ది సలోప సకారలోప దట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ ఇన్ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ లోట్ యాజ్ ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ లంగ్ దెన్ తాంతం తామహ ఫోర్ ప్రత్యయాస్ రిప్లేస్డ్ బై ఫోర్ ఆదేశాస్ దట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఫర్ ది లంగ్ the same thing happens to lot also we'll pursue this in the next class hari om tat sat shri narpanamastu